Aloha, everybody. This is Sherry Bracken. Normally, this site is where we put podcasts for any time listening of our Island Issues interviews, which have aired on Lava 105 in Koa Country on the Big Island of Hawaii since December 5th, 2004. But Island Issues interviews are no more on Lava 105 in Koa Country. The final one was published on February 24th, 2019. However, I had spoken on February 21st with Frank Truesdale of Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. He's a geologist, and I wanted to talk about a brand new map that HVO now has put at their website. It's a map of the 2018 summer lava flow that shows the thickness of the lava, a pretty fascinating topic. It's a preliminary map. You may find it by Googling Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. When you get to their website, go to Multimedia and then click on Maps. We aired a portion of this conversation on our final Island Issues interview on February 24th, but I thought the entire conversation would be of interest. So, here we go. And now I'm talking with Frank Truesdale. He's a geologist with Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. Aloha, Frank.
Hello, Sherry.
So, Frank, Hawaiian Volcano Observatory on their website put out a new map. It's an interesting map for those of us who spend a lot of time looking at your maps. This one deals a lot with the lava flow thickness of the new Kilauea lava flow that happened during the summer of 2018. So first thing is, talk about this, because I don't think most of us have seen a map on your website that deals with the thickness of the lava. So just tell us more about it.
Okay, so this map is a way to show the thickness of all the lava flows that occur during the summer. It's a preliminary map. And what we've done is we're comparing the thickness of the current flows to the topography before the flows. And we basically take the new additional flows and subtract it from the previous topography. And what you end up with is the thickness of the lava flow field. So some of the obvious things you can see is down by the coast, where the topography is relatively flat, the flows have thickened and overplated itself several times over. And so that's where the greatest thickness is, where the slopes are steeper. It's not so thick, and that's because the lava will drain away, just like liquid will drain away from highs and pond in lows is kind of what this map is showing.
What is the thickest lava that you were able to measure?
Well, offshore in the submarine environment, we have preliminary thicknesses up to about 250 meters thick.
Wow, that's pretty thick.
Yeah, and one of the reasons why it's so thick is the water will more quickly congeal the lava, and so won't flow away or drain, and then additional flows will just stack up on it and make the flows relatively thick, whereas on land, if there's a capability for the lava to pond or spread out, then that will ultimately thin the lava flows.
Okay, so the map that you posted on the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory website, are parts of this map in the water then? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, the parts that are shown, if you go to the website and look at it, that are the reddest, those are mostly offshore.
Wow, I mean, that's so fascinating. So the question is, how did you measure all this lava? How did you measure the thickness both on land and underwater?
Okay, so the on land portion was measured with using UAVs. UAV was a new technology that we had.
And is that a UAV as a drone?
Well, people are sensitive about the term drone, but for the common person, yes. Unmanned aerial systems. So what we've done is we've flown many, many different missions, and by using stereo pairs, you can actually make a three-dimensional model. So if you look at this flow field, we're talking about many thousands of photographs to compile such a map. In the offshore area, they actually brought out a bathymetric surveyor, so it floats on the top of the water and then it sends signal down. And then the returns are measured, and essentially what you're getting is the depth through the flows. So there were prior surveys that looked at this coast, and so we can also difference the prior survey to the new data, and we can then get the thickness.
So Am I right that we have not typically seen maps on the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory website that detail thickness, or is that just my bad memory?
I think thickness maps have been presented, but typically in official publications. You got to realize we're in a new realm where everything is the web. And prior times, the web didn't exist. And everybody's very hungry for data. And so in this case, we were able to compile the information and put it out. So people have a general idea of the thickness of the lava flows. And I have to emphasize, this is preliminary.
Okay, now Frank, why is it preliminary?
The reason why it's preliminary is that we have to go back and check what we use to correct the flows. So we have to have what we call data points on the ground that are surveyed in, and then we take this model that we make and anchor them to those data points. And then sometimes there are areas in which the overlap isn't sufficient and we have to make corrections, we have to make geometric corrections, and we also have to go back and look at the prior data and make sure that we're also differencing an area where we're looking at the bare ground and not maybe the tops of trees.
There is one segment on this new map that is in black, and the note with it says that the data is still being collected. Why is there a segment of this map that apparently has not been fully mapped yet?
There's two reasons why the data has not been collected. One is this area in black was under the plume, and you don't want to fly your UAVs in those areas. And the second is, once the flow field developed to the configuration that it is in, and so when you're stationing your drones on the so-called accessible roadways, some of these distances are much further than the drones can actually fly and retrieve data and then return back safely.
So do you have a plan to, now that we hope that the last fissure is not erupting and hopefully won't for a while, do you have a plan to go back and map those unmapped areas?
Absolutely. So we have a plan. Actually, we're going to, right now, we're trying to get a company to come out and survey this with brand new LIDAR data. This would be an aircraft platform that would fly over the region. And so then we'd be able to cover a greater area in a shorter period of time and then hopefully be more efficient.
When you say LIDAR, explain what that technology is, please.
It's light ranging radar. Imagine bathymetry is you send a sound signal down and you get a return and you get a depth. Well, what we're doing is we're sending down light and then we're looking for the returns, and the travel time is the distance, and we use that to get elevation.
So now that we have these maps out there in the public on the web that show thickness as Hawaiian Volcano Observatory is estimating it at this time, what do you see as the significance of this information? What's the significance of this data for you, the scientists?
For us as the scientists, we would take a map like this, and then we would then take the thickness and the surface area and then come up with a volume. And then we would take that volume and we would look at the duration of the eruption in total amount of days, or you could do it in hours. And then you can calculate an eruption rate.
And for the public, is there some significance?
Well, for the public, of course, they're always interested in, well, how thick is the lava flow that covered this road? And so possibly it can be used for that if you were an engineering company or somebody working for the county. You would have a first cut or an estimate of how thick the flows are if you were given a contract for pushing in brand new roads.
Does the thickness of the lava tell you, scientists, anything about any heat that might still be contained in that lava?
Yes. The thickness would give us, there are some theoretical curves or cooling rates that one could use to estimate the interior temperature of the lava flows. And some of these are models, and most models are incorrect, but some of them are good approximations. And so you could start to do some calculations to see at what depth you might encounter significant amount of heat.
What else should I ask you that we should understand about this cool new map?
Okay, so one of the things that people might look at is those of you familiar with the geography, you see in Kapoho Cone, it looks like there's some very bright areas that suggest that the flows are very thick there. And in actuality, those are pits, and those pits filled up to those thicknesses. But typically, they'll be at ground level when you walk into this area. In other words, they look like they should be standing several hundred feet high, but in reality, pits were filled up, and so you have thicknesses like that. So Kapoho Cone is one area, and then Pavai Cone, which is just to the south and east of Leilani Estates, next to Pu'ulena, is another place where a crater was filled with lava.
Fascinating.
One of the things that people can be assured of is that the footprint of the lava flow we know with a high degree of certainty. And the thicknesses that we've been able to assemble based on using the UAVs is the place that we have the greatest uncertainty. And so we have to go through and re-look at the data and make sure that we have enough control points around so that this new digital elevation is registered appropriately, and that takes some sample thicknesses on the flows themselves to make sure that the thicknesses are as thick as we show them. So we have yet to do that. So this is a work in progress, and that's why we have noted it as preliminary.
If you were out on one of these lava flows, how would you in person gauge the thickness of the lava on which you were standing?
I don't think that if you were in the center of the lava flow without any kind of frame of reference, let's say off the margin of the flow, that you could have any idea how thick the flow was.
So when you guys go out, how do you actually check to see if you think the thicknesses are correct?
So what we would do is we would take a GPS, a high-resolution GPS instrument, and then we can make a traverse across. And so we know what the pre-existing terrain before that, and then we can get the absolute thickness at a bunch of points along the margin. And that would be an independent check on this model that we've derived from the UAVs.
Okay, Frank Truesdale, this has been very interesting. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we say aloha?
Well, thank you guys for helping us get the word out on everything volcanic.
Aloha.
And that was my conversation with Hawaiian Volcano Observatory geologist Frank Truesdale, recorded on Thursday, February 21st, 2019. To see the thickness map to which Frank refers, Google Hawaiian Volcano Observatory. Once you get to their website, click on Multimedia and then on Maps, and it will pull up. And we'll get more from Frank and other personnel from Hawaiian Volcano Observatory as they learn more in their analysis of the summer 2018 Kilauea lava flow. I'm Sherry Bracken. This normally would be an Island Issues interview. It just happens to be a little additional interview that I was able to do. Although my last day with Mahalo Multimedia is February 28th, 2019, and Mahalo is no longer going to carry Island Issues interviews on Lava 105 or Koa Country, if you need to reach me personally, you may send an email to sherrybracken@gmail.com. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for all of your attention through the years. Aloha. Until we meet again. Ahui ho.